Do you think we should be placing technology on our roads in Sussex County to automatically write tickets to people who speed and mail them the tickets? Speed cameras. The local newspaper, Cape Gazette, has an editorial pushing for exactly this. Pushing for this onto the citizens. They say speed cameras. Our lawmakers should embrace the technology sooner rather than later. And their point is it would reduce, they believe, highway fatalities. Here's a little bit of this editorial. And my question to you is, do you think Sussex County, Delaware should have speed cameras, automated ticket writing cameras? Is this something you want? 302-839-1059. Maybe you're, yeah, why not? Or maybe you're opposed to it. You tell me. Anyway, they go on to talk about highway fatalities. And they talk about highway crash fatalities have increased significantly this year compared to last. We're at 123 people, highway fatalities. It was 106 at this time last year. 14% increase. Of course, last year we had a lockdown, but hey. And they mentioned that. They say certainly the increase can be attributed to the ebb and flow of the coronavirus pandemic. They also say this, one of the most disturbing statistics in this year's highway fatalities compared to 2020 is the radical increase in deaths among motorcycle riders. At this point last year, there were 14 motorcycle-related fatalities. This year, 24. They say higher speeds contributed to and are a major factor in all these fatal collisions. So because of these statistics, because there are more highway deaths this year than last, they conclude, this is the editorial board, the top people at the Cape Gazette conclude the following. Speed cameras would undoubtedly reduce this risky behavior at a fraction of the cost of other enforcement efforts. Our lawmakers should embrace this technology sooner rather than later to seriously reduce these grim statistics. So they are calling on our lawmakers, that would be the Delaware House members and Senate members, to pass legislation to allow these sorts of cameras to be placed and automatic tickets will be written for driving on the roads of Sussex County. Do you agree or disagree? What is your position? And you're on Delaware 105.9. Good morning. What's your opinion?
I personally, I don't think that they should be able to set the cameras up. How long is it going to take to get the ticket in the mail?
Who knows? Probably a few weeks.
I don't think that
what
is it's necessary.
What does that have to do with anything? What if it take a day or 2 weeks? What difference does it make?
Well, I mean, if I get a picture of my vehicle taken now and 3 months down the road I get a ticket in the mail.
Yeah.
I mean, why not just get pulled over and get the ticket then and then for speeding?
Right. Well, I don't know. Because it's too expensive. They would rather have the police do something else and set up all these automated gotchas all over the place. I don't know. I'm not for it either. Don't get me wrong. I agree with you. I just kind of wanted to know your thinking there about the time delay, you know. Thank you very much. I guess that's a no, right? That's a big no. Delaware 105.9, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Hope you're having a wonderful Monday.
I am. Interesting editorial where the Cape Gazette wants to use technology to cost drivers more money if they speed.
Well, that seems like the only thing that it will do. Because if I am not getting ticketed for speeding by a police officer and having the humiliation of being pulled over on the side of the road and having my time being taken away, and I'm waiting, and a ticket comes in the mail a month later, how's that going to save lives?
Great point. Maybe that's what the last guy was getting at. Right. It does not... I guess the theory is it'll make you drive slower next time.
Maybe. I mean, what's the difference between that and those silly things that they have on the side of the road that tell you how fast you're going?
Right. Well, the difference is one of those is just a friendly reminder. The other one hits you in the wallet.
Well, yes, that is true. I mean, those things don't help, though. Those things on the side of the road that tell you how fast you're going do not slow you down. I don't think so, anyway.
All right, listen, thanks for the call. Let me take Michael on line one. First-time caller, Michael, hello.
Hey, first-time caller, but great topic about these speed things. You know, double-edged sword. I like them, you know, because once you see the sign, it kind of puts a, you know, a little shock in your body. Hey, slow down a little bit, which I'm sure is saving lives and doing whatever the case may be. The only thing I hate is the penalty if you decide to fight it. Hey, that wasn't me. That wasn't this. And you have a justified case or even not. It states right on there. If you fight it, then you will incur more fees. Or if you just pay it, then there's no points and you just pay the fine. Have a nice day.
Right. That seems unfair. I don't know. I didn't know that was happening in other places where they have these. I didn't know that, but that does not seem right.
Yeah, from experience, I've had a few.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it. Let's go to our next commentator here, and that's you, Delaware 1059. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, buddy.
Hi.
I don't see where they think the timing of this is any good. There are a good many people just fed up with government shaking their fingers in people's faces. So much so that I would think twice about ever buying that paper again if that's what they're advocating. I mean, everybody does what they want to do. Of course, I'm not advocating anybody do the same. But I think twice before picking that up again. If that's, they're willing to ram that down people's throats at a time when regulation and do this and all the finger shaking we get all the time from above. You know, they think this is advisable at this point.
Well, apparently they do because they are under the belief that it would save lives. The writing you a ticket would save lives.
Yeah, if only they could figure out a way to add the children in there, too, to convince us all, right?
Next text, they would need to remove citizens' rights to confront your accuser in court. Unconstitutional. Next text, speed cameras do nothing to help reduce the problem of incompetent drivers. Driver permits are handed out like candy. Whatever. Driver permits are handed out like candy to people who have gone through driver's education and gotten their blue slip and passed the test. Anyway, next test. Text. Hey, Dan, are they comparing highway fatality to last year's numbers when the state was on emergency lockdown and people weren't working? Yes. Seems unfair counting if data to support speed cameras. Let's use your brains, people. No more government in our lives, says the texter. Dan, it's another example of government trying to act like Big Brother. Well, it's interesting the Cape Gazette is pushing this, right? I don't know. Maybe they like the Big Brother. Ken and Rehoboth, good morning. Thank you. Monday morning check-in. Next text. Good morning, Dan. Just what we need, more government surveillance. What is it with these media types? Always in favor of more control and government oversight. The mechanisms already in place, like the police will catch the majority of the most serious offenders, says the texter. What's your opinion? It's 719. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
Hi. Welcome.
So I think I can explain to you your hesitancy because I can hear it in your voice. Mm. So on the surface, it doesn't sound like it's a terrible idea, but it's the slippery slope nature of where this could lead that is perhaps making you hesitant. Because if they can install cameras for speed, then they can install cameras at intersections for jaywalking or for, you know, going on property. You know, this the trend towards the surveillance state, I think, is what has some of us concerned.
Yes, how about let's use facial recognition outside the Wawa and get people for loitering if they're there for too long, right? Or whatever, right?
So on its and that's kind of the problem is that on its surface, some of these ideas, I mean, I've driven Route 1 every weekend for the last 6 weekends up and back to Newark. And I'll admit, there are some crazy drivers on Route 1. So on its surface, it doesn't sound like a terrible idea, but I still wouldn't advocate for it because of the slippery slope nature of utilizing cameras and technology. I just feel like it gives the government too much power, and you really have no recourse.
Yes, got it. Thank you so much, and I appreciate the call. And the no recourse... A lot of people writing things like this. Let's go to the text line, speaking of no recourse. One of the main problems, someone writes, with speed cameras is that you could not confront your accuser if you dispute the ticket. If a police officer using radar or laser gives you a ticket, you can dispute the accuracy of the equipment and force him to bring certification to court to prove it was accurate, that it was not done, that is not done with speed cameras. How do we prove it was accurate and functioning properly when I give you the ticket?